Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, it's just so great to talk to this guy again. It's the Iraq War's only living Medal of Honor recipient, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. David, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, man, are you still doing your radio show?
I am.
Yeah, I know that. 5 days. Is that in Buffalo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You must enjoy that, huh?
I got to tell you, radio to me, it's like being back at the barracks. You've got the same amount of people. Half of the room loves you. Half of the room hates you. There's a lot of complaints. There's a lot of, you know what I mean? There's nothing. If you hung out in a barracks room and listened to everyone, you've got misinformation on one side with the E4s over here. You've got people playing the game of telephone. It literally reminds me of just being right back in the Army.
That's exactly right, man. If you're going to be on the radio, half the people are going to hate you at all times. that's just the fact. But now you've got a new book out. Yep. Let's talk about this. It's called Remember the Ramrods, An Army Brotherhood in War and Peace. And when we had you on before, we talked about what you did in the service and also what you did to earn the Medal of Honor. But did not know this story, and this is fascinating. This is like all of a sudden you're Paul Harvey with the rest of the story, chapter two, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's so strange. For the longest time, when you write a book about your combat experience, it's raw, it's in the moment, it's years after, you know, the battle has been over. And this is a book that it takes 20 years, and we're different people 20 years after combat, and we learn different lessons 20 years after combat. And for me, I really thought I missed the battlefield. I missed being in the fight. And it took 20 years for me to realize I just missed being needed in the fight.
Yeah.
I missed my validation. I missed my sense of purpose and my team. I missed my family, and my family was scattered all over the world. And I realized it took 20 years to realize that I'm going to be an NCO forever. I'm going to be an infantryman forever. And I like that job, and I like that role I played in those young people's lives. And now that we're older, I need them in my life again. And this award helped me bring my family back together in the Army.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking to Staff Sergeant David Bellavia here in the National Defense Medal of Honor recipient, and his new book, Remember the Ramrods. So this, I guess this all got started when you guys had a reunion, right?
Yeah, so when the out of the blue, 15 years goes by, and you just get a phone call that there's an investigation going on. And naturally, I listened to the news. I got a lawyer, and I was like, listen, you're not putting me in prison. What are you talking about?
Investigation.
Yeah, and so I got a little concerned as to what these questions were and why these people that had been gone from my life for almost 20 years were now back. And quickly, the next thing you know, serious questions goes to the President of the United States on the phone saying, this is going to happen now. And your entire life is uprooted. No one even knew in 15 years. Very few people remembered the book or could connect me. I was on the radio. You don't see someone's face on the radio. You hear them, but you don't see them.
Yeah.
I could control my narrative. I was invisible in my community. I remember a coworker came up to me and said, some guy with your name is getting the Medal of Honor. And that was the coolest thing in the world. No one knew it was you. It couldn't possibly be you. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's a public thing. And my reaction was, if I did this with you guys, I want to share it with you, and I want us to all kind of do this together. So we brought all of those people to Washington. That's the unit I fought with, and that was a unit we're going to receive the Medal of Honor together.
Yeah, and so basically what happened, and I want to talk about the specific, your specific actions originally when in combat, and you and your unit had been tasked to clear 12 houses of insurgents in an abandoned section of an Iraqi city. You reached the 10th house, and the insurgents are hiding behind barricades. They ambushed your men. Several men suffered injuries as enemy rounds ripped through the walls. You charged toward the insurgents, letting your wounded teammates evacuate the house, and then you continued to clear the house while facing an onslaught of enemy soldiers. You cut down an insurgent who had a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. A rocket-propelled grenade launcher, David.
Well, you know, the general technician scores for infantry are at the highest. You know, we get promoted rather easily. No, the reality is that this is how we all thought. It was about each other. And these awards are super awkward. In the military, we talk about it's the team, it's not the individual. And then you get an individual award, and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do? The reality is that my number got pulled. And I could tell you with authority that my guys saved my life and did so many incredible things. My story happened because a reporter was there who videotaped it. And that reporter was with Time Magazine, who went on to go to CNN. And this story had been told for years and years, but they finally found the videotape, and a documentary came out, and everyone started watching that videotape. And the story was like, well, maybe there's more to this here. What's going on? After years, the Obama administration investigated it and said, it's Medal of Honor worthy. And I can't even comprehend that when I think of, you know, Bud Day and Alvin York and Audie Murphy. I never could possibly think that a kid from Buffalo would end up, you know, being in that echelon. So I decided I can't handle that. That's too much for me. But it's not too much for the Ramrods as a unit. We're worthy of it. The 1st Infantry Division is worthy of it. The Army and the Iraq War veteran is worthy of it. So let's all do this together like we did the war. Let's all take this curtain call as a unit, as an organization. And guess what? These men saved me again. They came to the White House with me, and they made sure that they didn't leave my side for this either.
We're talking to David Bellavia here in the National Defense, his new book, Remember the Ramrods, an Army Brotherhood in War and Peace. And David, this has got to be the best ever for a radio talk show guy. You know, they find out that you're the Medal of Honor recipient. The ratings just had to jump. I mean, why? That's what I needed when I was doing the morning show. That's the kind of press I needed.
Listen, the President of the United States calls me while I'm on the radio. They called the contest line. They didn't call my cell phone. They didn't. Not the actual. I've given out tickets to Mannheim Steamroll, and all of a sudden, God, the President of the United States called, and he's literally telling me this life changing news, and I'm in the back of my head. I got to go live. I'm like, we're doing traffic and weather here on the
right.
I gotta get back and talk about cat declawing. This is a very, very important topic for my listeners. And I gotta jump back here.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. We're looking for caller 14.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this is. When someone says someone from the Army is calling you on the contest line, you're not going to be that quick to get back to them.
Right.
I get a lot of calls from the quote unquote Pentagon that are coming in with a line. You know, the 12th caller gets a free T-shirt.
Right.
Maybe it's a prank. A goofball.
Oh, that's so good, man. I want to hear your show. Can we hear it online?
Yeah, it's the David Bellavia show. It's on Audacy.com, AUDACY. And yeah, this is the new way. We're Buffalo and Toronto, and those two markets together. Canada's we're so close to them geographically, but a totally different listener. When you start. Canadians are, you know, just the most polite people. You get the
right.
Buffalo, the New Yorkers will scream at you, you're an idiot, and the Canadians respectfully disagree that you're an idiot.
So that's right. They've already made their mind up, but they just are more pleasant about it. I get it.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Pinky well, in the air.
David, hey, you know, thank you so much for your service. I hope the book is fantastic. It's called Remember the Ramrods, an Army Brotherhood in War and Peace. And great to have you back on. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you for everything you do for vets, and God bless all those that served out there.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.